This is Talk of the Nation Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatto. Remember that story about the Iceman of the Alps? In the early 1990s, hikers in the Alps came upon the frozen body of a man, and at first he was thought to be a modern-day mountain climber, or maybe somebody who had gotten lost and frozen to death in the unpredictable alpine weather. But the body of the Iceman, as he would come to be known, turned out to be more than 5,000 years old. Remember that? It turned out to be a frozen time capsule. Scientists say the mummy and his effects provided unprecedented insight into the daily life during the late Neolithic Copper Age. Well, since he was found, researchers have been studying the Iceman, trying to figure out where he came from, how he lived, and even what his last meal was. And now, as they report in the journal Science, they say they have found pieces of the puzzle and a major piece of where he lived, something we weren't quite sure, how far he roamed. Joining me to talk about the Iceman and the latest information on his origins is Wolfgang Müller. He is a geochemist at the Research School of Earth Sciences at Australian National University in Canberra. He joins me by phone from Australia, where it's very early on Saturday morning. Thanks for getting up to talk to us today, Dr. Müller.
Oh, that's easy. That's a great pleasure, actually, for me. Good morning.
Good morning. Take us back a little bit. Tell us about where and when the Iceman was found.
The Iceman was found in late September 1991 at an altitude of 3,200 meters, essentially encased in a glacier. But this glacier in 1991 had ablated to unprecedented low levels due to a Sahara dust storm that had changed the albedo and caused lots of ablation of the glacier. And I think it was a pure chance event that the Iceman melted out this summer, because I think subsequently all the summers since then have been, though they have been warm, but the discovery site has never become free anymore.
Mm-hmm. And how old was he? And how long did he live for?
He lived for about 46 years. Say plus minus 5 years. People are deducing this from the from the structure of the bone, actually, and also from the abrasion of the teeth that are very, very strongly abraded and have been used a lot. And that tells that the Iceman has been around for quite a long time, actually.
And there were still some of the mummy's DNA available that was analyzed.
Yes, there is. That's probably the main thing to look for in terms of origin, to look for the genetic component. However, the problem was that the DNA was pretty badly preserved, and so there were only pretty short strands of the DNA recoverable, and the information that came out of that study was not at very, very high spatial resolution. So the maximum, as far as published, was that the Iceman resembles northern and central Europeans, and no nuclear DNA, which in theory should be the much better information, was recoverable, unfortunately. And that's why we are sort of coming into place as well.
Tell us the new finding that you found.
Well, we have been comparing the isotopic composition of the Iceman's biominerals, meaning teeth and bones, to the local geology and the local hydrology in the area. And we think we can deduce that the Iceman has spent his entire life south of the place where he was found, but not too far south, and so within a radius of, say, 60 kilometers, mainly to the southeast of where he was found. And he has also migrated during life, so he must have spent his childhood somewhere else than his adulthood.
So he lived somewhere near the Italian-Austrian border?
Yeah, he lives in present-day terms. He lives in northernmost Italy, what is called now South Tyrol, which is this sort of German-speaking part in Italy, German and Italian-speaking, of course.
So he didn't, according to what you found about him, then he didn't really wander very far from home.
Probably not. You know, one of the key issues that I think was not resolved at the time we got into involved was what was his. Where was he during his childhood? People have been investigating his adulthood, also the intestine, the contents of the intestine, and things like that. But this was mainly aimed at his last few years maximum, maybe only his last few days, strictly speaking. And we have used the archive stored in teeth, and tooth enamel in particular forms very, very early, mineralizes very early and then remains unchanged. And so using this archive, you can look back into the childhood of the Iceman. And that's, I think, the main thing. And I could have equally well been that he could have come from far south, from areas in the Po Plain, say, for example, or from even far north. And I think we can exclude this on the basis of comparing teeth to rocks and waters in the area.
Is there something about him that can be yet learned, or have you just about exhausted all the evidence?
I'm pretty sure there's stuff still to be learned. There's the parts of the equipment of the Iceman that have not been investigated. There's, for example, one thing that we are currently just starting to look into is the source of the copper of the Iceman, whereby we then could learn something about the trade that was going on in the area, whether the copper axe that he was carrying with him was produced locally, or whether this was produced somewhere else and people have been trading it. And we can also use isotopic techniques to fingerprint the ore material. And this is just something that is starting.
Hmm. So do you actually have access to all that information or all the material there?
Well, at present, we are kind of in this state. Obviously, I got the... from the mummy, I got all those samples, and they have been investigated. These were tiny, a few micrograms to milligram-sized teeth and bone samples, and also samples from the intestine. And with respect to the axe, that's something that is kind of in negotiation. We are doing it in three steps. We first want to look into the differences in the ore deposits in the area, which hasn't been investigated really. Then we want to look at some other artifacts, which may not be as precious as the Iceman's ones, and then finally we probably will be getting permission to also sample the Iceman's axe, but that's not yet granted.
The axe, what was the axe made out of?
Copper, essentially pure copper. It's 99.6% pure copper, which is striking.
That is striking.
Yeah.
That means he must have been a real coppersmith then, right? Or somebody made the axe for him, knew what they were doing.
Well, there's one talk about that once you use copper minerals, they weather and they form green, bluish kind of weathering minerals, and they're very, very striking. And if you sample them, they're very pure to start with. So if you melt something like that, you end up with a pretty pure copper mineral. That's what some people have told me, at least. I'm not an expert on how you smelt copper. But that could be one explanation why the copper axe is so pure. But the other puzzling thing is whether the axe was actually of any use, whether it was... hard enough to be, a weapon or a tool rather than just something to show off. And some people are arguing that because it was hammered, it actually hardens during hammering, and so it can be used for as a tool, not just as something as a prestigious object, which at that time it must also have been.
Now there was some evidence there was pollen and moss in his intestine that he had eaten food right from northern Italy.
That's probably one of the most important findings of the Iceman, the pollen contents and all the paleobotanical work, really. From the pollen contents, we can deduce, and people have been deducing, this is work by Klaus Oeckel, mainly in Innsbruck, Austria, and he's been deducing that the season of death, contrary to early claims, was not late fall, but early summer, very late spring. He can deduce this from the extraordinary preservation of some pollen, and also from the fact that maple leaves have been found, which must have been harvested soon after their growth, and also the moss spectrum in the Iceman's intestine appears to be pointing towards the south of the area, not towards the north of the area. We're talking of the watershed or the divide between the two countries, really. That's the main thing. So there's a main geographic divide between the two countries, right? Austria and Italy, north and south.
1-800-989-8255 is our number. We're talking about the Iceman. His name was Ötzi, was it?
Ötzi, yeah. Ötzi. Yeah, that's a nickname. That's I think in kind of... Do you know Lucy, this skeleton, which is about 4 million years old? That was named after a Beatles song, actually, in the late 60s when it was excavated. And I think Ötzi comes sort of in, it's the sort of same tradition. Some people, I think it was named by a journalist, actually, who kind of remembered that and tried to come up with a similar kind of name. Or so.
Any idea of why he died or what?
The the reason of his death is probably a violent one. He was shot. I mean, he has an arrowhead.
Oh, an arrow.
Still sticking.
Yeah.
Excuse me?
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he has an arrowhead sticking in his left shoulder blade still, and that was revealed 2 years ago in X-rays, new X-rays again, better X-rays probably, and it's not fully clear how quickly he died, whether you know, and what sort of blood vessel had been hit, but it's clear that it's sticking in his shoulder blade, and he must have died within a few days because the entry wound is still there and it's not healed. So it didn't heal over time, and that clearly shows that the Iceman didn't survive that attack. And he also has, in his left or right hand, I can't remember now, a pretty deep cut wound, possibly also coming from a knife attack or something like that. So very, very probably this was pretty violent scene at the side of death. And it's not clear whether he died, that attack was happening up there, or whether he rescued himself up there because he knew the area, or something like that. Maybe we may never find out about that.
Or whether he was a part of a bigger attack, and he was left to die there or something.
That may well be, but the puzzling thing then is, why didn't the axe, for example, get removed and other things? You know, his equipment was still there, as if he had put it into place. Hmm. That's the puzzling thing. If it was violent and up there, why is the stuff still there? And the mummy.
Yeah, and I guess you could ask, would there be others around him if he was left?
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Well, some people claim from blood remains on the coat of the Iceman and also on the artifacts of the Iceman that there's current work going on in a lab again in Australia, and where people try to extract DNA from the blood remains on the coat of the Iceman, and they think they can deduce that there are sort of maybe even four people have been involved. But the crucial thing there is whether it was contamination, current contamination of DNA, or whether it's really ancient DNA. And this study isn't published, and I'm not sure whether it's really, at this stage, can be is trusted source of information. But that's at least this is also going on at this stage.
All right. This is quite interesting. So you don't expect that there might be other Icemen around there, and it might be a good place to look for them.
It would be fascinating, and I think actually this summer in Europe, as far as I'm aware, was really, really hot again, but I haven't heard of any other Iceman being thought up, so possibly it's a unique finding and a real chance.
So global warming may be helping you out.
Certainly, in that sense. <yeah.
laughs> Well, you go back and look. Is there any effort to just actually look for them, or how do you know this? He was discovered by accident.
This was purely accident, and I think there was only a time window of say 5 days max, you know, between the time when it was discovered by German hikers, by a couple who just sort of happened to be there, and then 5 days later there was the next snowstorm developing, and then the Iceman was covered again. So it is really, really difficult to find.
Where are his remains now?
His remains are on display in a museum in Italy, northern Italy, in a town called Bolzano, or Bozen in German. It's a fantastic museum, and I think if people are in this area, I think it's really worth going and have a look. You can both look at the Iceman himself, but his entire equipment is there, which is fantastic, really, for Neolithic, 5,000 years old.
Wow.
And also set into the local archaeology of the area. And I think you can learn a lot of...
Well, Wolfgang, we've got to go. Thank Wolfgang Muller, thank you very much for taking time to talk with us and getting up so early on Saturday morning in Australia.
Thanks very much.
Geochemist at the Research School of Earth Sciences at the Australian National University in Canberra. We're going to take a short break, change gears, and come back and talk about bats. So everything you ever wanted to know, the mythology and the truth about bats, stay right with us. I'm Ira Flatow, and this is Talk of the Nation Science Friday from NPR News.